finally sold our house, so we're thrilled. That's good news. But our landlord was furious.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you ever have a nickname? I knew a tall guy who was always fixing his hair. We called him Q-Tip. A few called me Toothpick. I was that skinny. I needed suspenders to keep my Speedo in place. When I was just 3, my older brothers began calling me Aunt Gertrude. They said it meant adventurous one, and I liked that. That was good enough for me. Years later, they said they discovered the name while reading the Hardy Boys detective book, Secret of Wildcat Swamp, wherein the brothers capture cunning ex-convicts and are rewarded with one of their Aunt Gertrude's cherry pies. That's it, said my brother Dan. We'll call him Aunt Gertrude. And they did. My mother protested. We named him after Philip in the Bible, she said. Philip preached Jesus, and that's what we want for our Philip. But I preferred Gertrude. Gertrude spoke of dense forests and adventure. Philip spoke of things biblical, and just how exciting could that be? In those days, my brothers delivered newspapers, and when they offered the unthinkable fortune of 15 cents to me to cover their route while they were gone, I said, yeah. Just watch out for Bruck's dog, Rancid, Dan warned me. He's a killer dog, that one. I'd heard much about Rancid. He was largely responsible for the high turnover rate in our town's newspaper and postal delivery departments. Stay away, warned Jimmy Kreitz, who already had a mustache and knew everything. Kids have gone missing, he said. You couldn't get me to deliver a casserole there if the whole family was sick. But I was Gertrude the adventuress. As I steered my sister's banana seat bicycle toward the Bruck house, I smiled. You see, I'd been planning. I was ready. Climbing an old maple tree, I shimmied onto a branch that stretched over the Bruck's fence, wiggled my way out, and dangled a mere 3 feet above Rancid's doghouse. The huge hound glared up at me. Drool hung from him like a Santa Claus beard. He snarled. I calmly reached inside my coat pocket, tied a piece of cheese to a string, and lowered it. Rancid sniffed, drooled, then inhaled the tasty morsel. I yanked the string upwards and tied on a little more. Want another? He did. I complied, then yanked the string up again. The dog's tail was wagging. He loved me. That's when I pulled a firecracker from my pocket, tied it to the string, struck a match, and lowered the flickering surprise. Rancid licked his chops with anticipation. As he took the bait, I hopped lightly onto the grass where I plugged my ears. The horrible plan was falling into place. I would wait for the muted explosion, ring the doorbell, and inform Mr. Bruck that his newspaper had arrived and that there was something wrong with his dog. But the explosion never came. The firecracker was a dud. Or maybe it was the drool. To complicate things, I had overestimated Rancid's fondness for me. He bared his fangs and lunged. Charging the fence, I tried to throw my tiny body over it. It was too high. I bounced off the fence and did a faceplant in Mr. Bruck's flower patch. Then I heard a sweet sound. 2 feet away, Rancid had come to the end of his rope. You know, I still love adventure, but pursuing it on my own terms has brought me ample misery and more than a few faceplants. I've found true adventure in a relationship with the one who wired me to experience fulfillment, chasing what's right. God's script for our lives is more exciting than any we could ever write. And sure, there are hair-raising challenges and storms aplenty, but He will be there in the midst of them, and His joy will never leave. Proverbs 3 says, in everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. This is chapter 1 in the greatest adventure book ever, an adventure that will never end.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.